We need to talk a little bit of AFL women's now, boys, and the grand final tomorrow. She's been here before. She's been on the big stage. She's a two-time premiership player already. She's two-time All-Australian. She had 35 possessions last week, equaling the record in the AFL women's. Ev Marinoff, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Hey, will you get tagged this week? Because coming off 35 disposals, equaling the record, I would have someone go straight to you if I'm the opposition coach.
Oh, hello.
You ready for it?
Burn did a bit of tagging back in his day.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, obviously, it's been the talk all week. So, yeah, I'll be ready for it if it comes to me. But, yeah, that's just life, isn't it? That's footy. I reckon, I was tagged in 2019 grand final, so I've not been there before.
You'll be right, Eb. Hey, I've got to ask you about Chelsea Randall. Of course, she won't play tomorrow, but I'm sure she's been brilliant around the group.
Yeah, she has. Like you wouldn't read about your captain missing through concussion, obviously, because the rule just came in this year. But yeah, we're devastated for her. But I reckon it will give us, a little bit extra on game day tomorrow. But yeah, as you can imagine, Randall's been first class all week.
She's been all class. Who replaces her? Because she's played forward. She's a backman. Do you pick someone that can play both positions or?
I'm not sure. We actually don't know yet.
Don't you know yet?
No. Oh. It's going to be a tough question because there's so many girls still available. Like we've got 8 girls who can be picked. But I think knowing Doc, I reckon he'll bring in a bit of flexibility just because it's grand final day. You want that. Flexibility, but yeah, I'm not sure. Like, it will be really tight. Like I said, we've got, so many girls fit and available.
Ebs, Brisbane have been very entertaining this year. They've been very good to watch, and their coach, Craig Starcevic, has been nominated as the coach of the AFL competition. I don't agree with that. I think the Premiership coach should be nominated as the coach of the year.
Right.
And a few girls do it for Matty Clark. He should have got that award, but that's just my opinion. But the SA crowd, they will pack the stadium tomorrow and they'll get behind you, girls. So, but what concerns you about the Brisbane Lions lineup?
Oh, they've just got like really good balance. I mean, so do we. So I think that's the most exciting thing. Like you look forward to such a good battle. But yeah, like you said, they've just been awesome. And they've been awesome for 5 years. And they don't have too many A grades. They've got some gun forwards who are young and exciting and, get their team up and about. They've just got role players. Like, I know it's cliche, but they just get it done. Like, they don't rely on, a superstar, having a day out with 30 or, kicking a bag. Like, they're very well balanced, which will make for an exciting game.
You mentioned they've got some dangerous players. Dakota Davidson and Greta Bodie up forward. I watched them last week. Very exciting.
Yeah, no, they are. And I reckon Greta Bodie kicked 2 on us last time. I mean, Flip had 4.
Flip.
And Courtney Hodder, I reckon she was nominated 4 times for Goal of the Year. So she's just X factor all over. And then they've got like 4-time All-Australian Kate Lutkins down back. So they've got some stars.
Hey, Eb, how's the week been? Has it been, any different or are you just trying to keep a lid on it or are you trying to, build off the excitement?
It's just been business as usual. We train at the Oval again Wednesday night, as we did last week. But it's funny, like, we've got a few of the young ones who are all up and about this year. Usually it's probably been Hatchie and I, because we've been the younger ones back in 2019. But we've got Tia Charlton and, even Hannah Munya out of that. She hasn't played heaps of games this year, but they're just taking it for what it's worth. I mean, you don't get to grand final week, every year. So, yeah, they've just been bracing it, and we've kind of been feeding off their energy.
Awesome.
Hey, Angela Foley, that's a good story. She takes over as captaincy for the day. She's been in the leadership group since the inaugural 2017 season. That's an exciting opportunity for her.
Yeah, it really is, because she actually started up in Darwin, like as we had that partnership in year one. And like a few of the other girls, she actually came down and moved to Adelaide for football just to be around the group week in, week out, because when they were up in Darwin, we only saw them for games. Like, sometimes if you had a Darwin debutant, you'd met him twice.
Yeah.
So she moved her life down for football from Darwin. So, yeah, it's a pretty good story. And, yeah, she'll be awesome on game day. She actually sometimes takes game day prep talks and that. So, yeah, she'll be ready. But, it's really, I guess, good for her because it's such a great story as well. Bummer for Randall, but there is kind of always that feel-good story out of someone's heartbreak.
Ebs, enjoy it. It's going to be bloody exciting. You don't get these opportunities too many times as a young footballer. Adelaide Crows take on Brisbane. Adelaide Oval, 1:30 kickoff. Emma G,
yeah.
Have you got any words of advice for young Ebs? Because you're a superstar in your own right.
It should be the other way around.
Inspire her. Inspire each other. Let's go.
Yeah, Ebs, give me some advice.
The other way.
Like you said, they seriously are the best days. Like, people go the carry on, but like, if you've been there before, it's just like the best feeling in the world. It's like one of the hardest games of your life, but just enjoy it.
Brilliant.
Love it. Thanks,
Ebs. Good luck.
Get the win, Ebs.